MashaAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the efforts of all of these students. As you would have seen, the sanad comes from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right down to these students who completed the qira'ah today. The ulama, the muhaddithin, the mufassirin, the qurra, throughout the centuries, my dear brothers, they have fulfilled the responsibility that was laid on their shoulders by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have been carrying out the responsibility or duty that was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they are truly the inheritors of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Al-ulama'u warathatul anbiya, wal-anbiya'u lam yuwarithu dinaran wala dirhaman, innama warathu al-ilm. The anbiya, the ulama, they are the inheritors of the anbiya. So the work that the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa sallam did, the responsibility which was given to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, the ulama, they have been given, this responsibility has been placed on their shoulders. And alhamdulillah, they have been carrying out this responsibility for the last 14, 15 centuries. We owe so much to them, that they have given so much sacrifice due to which the deen has reached us in the form that it has reached us today. Right from the time of the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, they would go and they would be deployed to different towns and cities in the Islamic Empire to teach those who had come into Islam. Teaching and learning, this is the work of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And the ulama, they have been carrying out this responsibility that was laid on the shoulders of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam initially. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has favored the believers by sending into them a man amongst them who teaches them the verses of the Quran, yatlu alayhim ayatih, wa yuzakkihim, and he purifies the inner self, so that they may be able to practice upon the teachings of the Quran, wa yuallimuhum alkitab wal hikmah, and he teaches them the kitab. He explains, wa anzalna ilayka dhikr litubayyana lin-nasi ma nuzila ilayhim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he explains the verses of the Quran, the injunctions of Sharia. And this responsibility was then left on to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu, the ulama-i kiram. And they have been fulfilling this responsibility. If this is the work of the Anbiya, then our responsibility is that we take their effort on board. So they have been sent to teach us the Quran, so we learn the Quran. They have been sent to explain the Quran, so we try make an effort to understand the Quran. And the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam came to do our tazkiyah, to purify our inner self of bad and evil traits. So it is our responsibility that we benefit from them. And the madaris and the ulama throughout the ages, this is the work that they have been doing. Alhamdulillah, here too, we at the Islamic Dawah Academy, we are trying to fulfill this very same responsibility that has been laid on our shoulders. Our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah, this has been his effort right from day one, that he brings these awareness into the public. And alhamdulillah, on all three fronts, there are many different services here being offered as far as Tilawat-e-Kitab is concerned, as far as the teaching of the Quran, the tafsir of the Quran, the teaching of the Quran is concerned, and also the tazkiyah and soul purification. Just before we move forward, I would like to mention a few of the programs that take place here, so the brothers and sisters can also benefit. As I mentioned earlier, that we have a tajweed class for those brothers who wish to learn how to read the Quran. Whatever stage you are at, if you cannot even read Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha, it doesn't matter. We have a course that starts right from the beginning. If you have learned and you have forgotten, you can start right from the beginning. There are people of different ages. There is nothing to be embarrassed about. So there is the tajweed course that takes place on Tuesdays. For sisters, there is adult classes which also entails the tajweed lessons from Monday to Thursday in the morning for 2 hours, 2 to 2.5 hours. Similarly, we have a hifz class for those brothers who have become hafiz and they wish to revise the Quran. They may have forgotten it partially, totally. Similarly, those people who are of an age where they cannot attend a madrasa, but they wish to learn the Quran, become hafiz of the Quran, and memorize the Quran, we have a special course wherein brothers, they enroll on the course and they come according to their own timings. So they give a time, a day, they can come every day if they want. They can come 5 days a week, 3 days a week, depending on their schedule, their responsibilities. And every person is free to come at their own time. So if it's someone, some people come in the morning, some in the afternoon, some in the evening, according to your own, whatever is suitable for you. So this is a very unique type of khidmah and service which is being rendered. I request the brothers that please benefit from this. Those who have become hafiz, if you have forgotten your Quran, even if you haven't forgotten your Quran, but you don't read regularly, this is an excuse for you to come every day and read to someone. So you haven't forgotten your Quran, you know your Quran, but you only learn in Ramadan, or you only read Taraweeh, and the rest of the year you don't really pick up the Quran. So there's a very minimal cost, but even if there was a large cost, this is an excuse that you put yourself, you give your name a time, and this will force us to come every day and recite half a juz, one juz of the Quran. There are many brothers of that they already know the Quran, so they don't even need this course, but they still come every day. So they read one para a day, sometimes more. There are some people who are elderly, and they have even done many juz of the Quran. They have learnt. So even if we are free, we're retired, we don't have much to do at home, then we can come and enroll on this course. So this is a special course for those people who wish to become hafiz or wish to revise the Quran. Similarly, we have our MRQ Madrasa, which is for the younger children who go to school, 12, 11 plus, who wish to become hafiz of the Quran. And also, as far as the tafsir of the Quran is concerned, because it is our responsibility, along with reading the Quran, to learn to understand what the Quran is saying to us, to understand the message of the Quran. Only then we will be able to bring the Quran into practice, and we will be able to truly appreciate the Quran. So alhamdulillah, since the month of Ramadan, our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah, he has restarted his Dars-e-Quran. He used to give Dars-e-Quran many years back in Masjid-e-Nur, and due to his tight schedule and demands from many different places, he was not able to carry this on. But since this Ramadan that just passed, alhamdulillah, the Dars-e-Quran has once again started. And every Sunday, depending on the time of the year, the time changes generally, or at this time of the year, it is after Maghrib. So the Dars-e-Quran takes place, and this is an ideal opportunity for us to come and understand what the Quran is saying. Our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah, he explains in a very easy format. He breaks down the verses of the Quran with examples so that we can understand the Quran. So those brothers who live in Leicester, I will definitely urge them that please try to attend. Sunday is a free day, and Hazrat has given much sacrifice for this Dars-e-Quran, because he has many people calling him all over the country. He does not have enough weekends in the year to fill up all the demands that he has. So he is giving up his time that he should be out of the city for us to benefit from the Dars-e-Quran and to understand the Quran. So I will request all the brothers, especially the local brothers, that please try to attend. And if you live out of Leicester, then you can always benefit online. And as far as the tazkiyah is concerned, which is, again, we should read the Qur'an, understand the Qur'an, and the ultimate aim is to practice the Qur'an. And this we will be able to do this in totality when our tazkiyah is done, when we have the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we purify our hearts of evil traits, when we have this realization, when we achieve the sifa of ihsan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me at all times. And this, my dear brothers, my mothers and sisters, is done when we connect ourselves to the mashayikh. When we sit in their company, we take ta'aleem and lessons from them, and we progress as far as this field is concerned. So alhamdulillah, here, this service is also being rendered. Every day, our dhikr majlis takes place. Those brothers who live locally, they can come. Every day of the week, dhikr takes place, Monday to Sunday. And similarly, we have the weekly Friday majlis that takes place on Friday evenings after Isha Salah. On Tuesday, there is the majlis that takes place after Isha Salah, also in English. And the monthly tazkiyah program, as many brothers will be aware of, that generally many brothers come from out of the city. The program is on the first Saturday of each month. So today is actually the program, the tazkiyah program. And this program takes place every month. The whole objective of this is tazkiyah, soul purification, so that we may bring in ourselves the isti'adad, the ability to practice upon the Quran. One is knowing something and one is practicing upon it. And to practice upon it, we have to have a level of spirituality. And this we can gain by connecting ourselves to the mashayikh. So I will request all the brothers that keep these khidmat in mind and these services that we have, and benefit from them. And those who have come from out of town, as far as correcting your Quran is concerned, the durus of the Quran are concerned, wherever you come from, find an alim, find a scholar, and sit in their durus. Benefit in most masajid throughout the country, durus of the Quran, durus of hadith take place. It's very sad, you see 200-300 musallis, and in the dars there's only 5 to 10 people. So we should make sure that we take out this time and benefit from the effort of the ulama. Wherever we are, find someone who you can correct your Quran with. And our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah, he, like I said, he likes to break things down. So he generally advises that each person, they should sit in one bayan or one dars in a week. Wherever they are, find an alim who is from the correct methodology and who follows the way of our Salaf Salihin, and sit in his dars. Sit in his dars, sit in his bayan, and listen to what he has to say. This will dispel misconceptions, and we will increase our knowledge as far as deen is concerned. And he goes to say, so far that if you can't sit, you know the dars is 1 hour, sit for 10 minutes, sit for 15 minutes and walk out. At least you learn something. If he's explaining 10 ayat, at least you'll understand one ayat. If he's explaining 10 masail, you'll understand one. So if you do not have time, or you do not have the ability, you can't, you're not used to sitting in something for too long, then sit for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. This small effort will go a long way, inshallah. Just before we move on to the last part of our program, I would, as I explained earlier, that there is a tajweed course, and it is split up into different stages. So, mashallah, two brothers, they have completed the tajweed course. So they start from the beginning and then they move on and they recite a certain number of juz to the ustad. So I would like to call upon our principal, Azad Mawlana Ayaz Sahib, to come forward and give them their certificates. If I can call Brother Naeem Iqbal. So these are brothers who go to work, who have a family, and they come on every Tuesday. Some brothers, they finish the course and they don't want to leave. So we should try and also benefit from this. Also, Brother Khalil. We are nearing the end of the program now. There are some more khatams of the Quran left, and that is that here at the Darul Uloom, as is the norm in the Darul Uloom throughout the world, tafsir of the Quran is taught, and also the tarjama and translation of the Quran is taught. So in the third and fourth year, the students, they complete the tarjama of the Quran, the translation of the Quran. And in the fifth year, they complete the tafsir of the Quran, the famous tafsir Jalalain of Allama Jalaluddin Mahalli. And Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti is taught in light of other tafsir. So inshallah, before inshallah, our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah, he will be imparting the dars of the Quran in relation to these ayat. And alhamdulillah, those students who have finished the Quran, three brothers, out of their love for the Quran and to give encouragement to these boys, they have donated £50 for each student. So £50 for each student, three brothers have donated. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their donation, given a hadiah, not a donation. They have given a hadiah for these students. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the hadiah and grant them barakah in all aspects of their life and in their children and progeny.